1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
I was looking at Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop gift guide. It's out.
She's still doing that?
Yeah.
I thought everyone hated her. Nobody bought anything from her.
I can't imagine who would buy this stuff. But
people took time out from that to hate Trump. Now we can go back.
She's got a lamp made of bread.
Hold on a second. That is just... Who thought of that? It's going to be great.
A lamp.
Because the bulb would always keep the bread smelling fresh.
It turns it to toast.
Toasted it black and burned it. What's burning in
here?
Well, with LED lights, that's not going to happen anymore because they don't get hot.
Mm-hmm. She has.
Well, then it won't smell like bread either.
Yeah, so I really don't get the bread lamp. What do you mean? It looks like a loaf of bread or it's made out of bread?
It's made out of bread.
For how much?
Shellacked.
How much?
She's bringing back the shellacked loaf of bread.
You had the shellacked bread.
Yeah.
Yes, mother had a loaf of shellacked bread on the hutch that held the fancy silverware and china dinner plates.
Yeah. Ooh, is that fresh bread? No!
It's $210.
How's it look? How big is it?
It's the Batard bread lamp made from actual bread coated in resin to prevent any pests from getting at it.
I got a lamp kind of like that, only it's a tackle box for the base.
Is that why it's coated in shellac to keep the pests away?
That's what it says.
You don't have to shellac the tackle box.
What about the
Nothing's going to eat that.
All right, I had mentioned this the other day off the air to you guys. I thought that she had this and...
We gonna talk about those eggs again that you.
She has a $75 candle that smells like a hoo ha.
What?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't want to. Well, I do want to ask questions. I'm wrong. That's a lie. That was a lie. I was gonna say. Well, I don't want to ask a whole lot of. I want to ask a lot of questions about this candle. Whose? Hers.
Hers. Yeah.
Her. Mm-hmm. Come here. Smell this. Now make a candle that smells like that. We'll all get rich. What? That sounds like something you'd buy at Adam and Eve. Not on a...
Something you'd buy in hell.
Not a...
Oh, my...
I don't know about that. I don't know. You put it off with companies coming over.
Well, right. What is that supposed to accomplish?
I'm not quite sure. Build is having a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For how much?
All right. So that's
$75.
$75.
That's only for when one person who better be into you is coming over.
Only better be into Gwyneth Paltrow.
If he walks in and goes, "What is that?" God.
Okay, don't.
Let me just put that out. It's a present from my ma. Sorry. I don't like it either. I don't know what I was thinking. I'll get out the pumpkin scent. Better.
We have lavender or something around. Jeez.
You know what that smells like? Old stinky. I've got a blackout.
Here's the problem I see with your solution to, you know, right after that candle's been going, if you put out the pumpkin scent or something, you know, you tend to, sense mix.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
The next time you have a pumpkin pie, you start having some, I don't know.
Yes, right. Your brain is confused now.
I've got a piece of pumpkin pie, and
why is Jim excited over there? He's eating pumpkin pie.
All right.
$75.
And that's on her Goop website.
Yeah, she has a Ouija board that's...
I have my questions about the candles, but I say I haven't wanted to ask a lot of questions. No. How big is it? How big is the candle?
Doesn't say.
It's just a little tiny, like, you know, tiny jar thing for $75. Now for you get
a lot of big,
you know, it's like a 10-inch camel, you know, big one. One wick.
Again, not much information on this, right. But
boy, that's enough information.
Is that part of her Christmas collection?
Probably.
Wow.
Celebrate the birth of our Savior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't really sound... who could you give that to? The boy. Hey, I got this for the guys down at the shop. It's a joke. It's a little expensive, but it's funny.
It's
you can't,
funny.
You can't give that to your mom or your grandma or...
No.
I don't know. I just don't. I must not be very classy or worldly or...
You're not sophisticated. You're a Midwestern American rube.
Okay. Well, that helps, actually.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's you're the person that Lady Gaga is making fun of with her...
Cracking a beer,
camel
leaning
beer
on
a truck.
We are, yeah. We all are.
I don't even thing. Own any camo. Well, don't. Hey, Gaga, come here and smell this. You think I'm classy? Yeah.
Ooh, I got this to class to join up a little bit.
I'm sophisticated. Come on over to my cardboard box.
I am a little at a loss as to who you would buy that for.
I can't imagine. Happy Father's Day.
I didn't want to get you a tie again.
You're going to thank me later, Pop.
Okay. What do you light that thing?
What else does she have in there?
She has a Ouija board that costs...
Carrie doesn't want anything to do with a Ouija board.
$2,000. Well,
$2,000 Ouija board.
Is it made out of cardboard or ivory? Or
it's made from hand-poured glitter-bombed acrylic.
Okay.
Hand-poured glitter bombed. I'm guessing there's a ton of glitter in there then.
What is it?
Acrylic.
I mean, is it diamond glitter? Or?
Are ghosts more attracted to acrylic or glitter?
Yeah,
sure. Doesn't have to be made out of
spirits,
something.
Ghosts, whatever you want to call them.
There's a tree house for $110,000.
So it got running water or lights or what?
What's that tree house guy charge for an average tree house?
He's yeah, right. Nelson was his last name.
Was it?
Yeah.
I never really watched that show, but
what was that called? Treehouse Masters, or what was that called?
You were on that more than me.
I watched it a few times.
Yeah. I just kind of thought it was, I don't know, it just didn't capture my attention very much, and I just
and then there was another one. There we had like two treehouse shows for a while. Treehouse Masters.
Yeah. Do I have to put this thing up? Is it a kit? Is it like IKEA? We'll ship you all the boxes with the directions. You put it together.
Boy, I'm not sure. For that price, you'd hope the guy would come over and put it in the tree for you.
Hey, could we just make this a boathouse? I live on a lake.
You know, on that show, they visited a treehouse that was just had been a continuous building project for like a decade. I don't know, long time.
How big was
they
it?
They just kept adding
it
on
just
to it.
Spiraled all the way up the tree. It was incredible.
What if one day after 10
years? But it was wildly unsafe, I believe.
Oh,
but.
Okay. What if after 10 years you've been building this thing and you're climbing down the ladder one day and you think you see like the trunk is starting to rot? Oh, boy.
Well, yeah.
10 years.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Gonna have to take this tree down.
Do you call the tree doctor immediately?
Yeah.
You have the you try trunk to save filled the up tree. With cement or something?
Because you've really committed after 10 years to this tree.
Yeah.